Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure, as always, to be here with you today. Now, I've told you last week, and I have not reminded you this week, that today is Trivia Day. We're going to give away another Constitution Quest game, and it's just in time for Christmas. You can have a gift to give or a gift to keep when the family comes in and a game to play. You know, we hear it every day. It's not Constitution, Earl. That is unconstitutional. We hear it all the time. And, of course, you won't know the truth of their craziness unless you study your Constitution. And there's no better way to study than to play a game, the Constitution Quest game. This is Christmas. It's a time of giving, and we should all give a gift that helps us learn at least once. You know, my husband and I, when we had our first child, we said we need to always give at least one gift at Christmas that's going to be a learning game of some kind for the child. After five, I'm not sure that stayed it true. We were just lucky to get Christmas done. But giving a gift that helps you learn keeps you on your toes regardless of what it is you're trying to learn. The Constitution Quest game, which I have failed to mention or remind us, however, it includes a copy of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. It's perfect, absolutely perfect for those out there that homeschool. Absolutely perfect for those out there who think that they have forgotten too many things that we learned in the Constitution or you just want to brush up. It's perfect as a gift. It's perfect to add to your library at home. Today we will give away another game. I have my blue popcorn bowl here and we're ready. And Pam and Dave have provided several questions right out of the game. While it is the constitutional duty of Congress to guard and protect the borders of the United States, yesterday Nancy Pelosi, while meeting with the president and the cameras rolling, she says that a border wall goes against her morals. Her morals. Well, that's a topic for another day. However, this is just one example of why we should know our Constitution, know the Declaration of Independence, and understand exactly who we are as a people, as a nation, and what our rights are. While they are given to us by God, most of us believe that, our rights, these documents, explain what the elected officials are allowed to do and what they are not allowed to do. Their duties. It's their job description, so to speak, which is totally ignored these days. These times should make you question. You should want to take action. You should want to understand that under a republic form of government, you are the government. You are the one in charge, we the people, and the elected officials, they work for you, for us. So you might question why it was yesterday that Nancy Pelosi was so unraveled over the meeting with the president being transparent, being open to the press and the cameras. Well, it goes like this. D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. They don't want you to see or hear the deals that they are making. Because their deals are not necessarily protecting America. Their deals are not necessarily protecting we the people. Instead, they're making a lot of money with their legislative powers. Today we bring back Dave and Pam Barrett, and we will begin our Constitution trivia game, our pursuit, trivia pursuit, and our quest to bring America home. Welcome back, Dave. Welcome back, Pam.
Hi, Beth. It's great to be back.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the world, isn't there? Dave, I'm sorry I stepped on you. I didn't mean to do that. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good. You might talk just a little louder. Maybe it's me. I don't know. I'm a little deaf. But I wanted to, you know, you sent me 8 questions, and we need to get busy on this to get it done. But you sent me 8 questions and told me I could decide which ones to use and which ones not. Well, I liked them all. And I can't decide, Daddy. Can I have both pairs of shoes? So, you know, I think we'll just, I highlighted a couple that I thought were pertinent to today's world because we have heard so much about it. So, listeners, here's the phone number, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We will give one question. And when you call in, you give the producer your name. And if you get it right, then you're going to give him your phone number so I can call you. And then we will get a game to you. And this is, we're lurching on the very last year where we can get a game to you before Christmas. I think, is the 16th the last day to get that done?
Yeah, we're saying the 16th. Well, that's Saturday, but...
Sunday. 16th
I'm
is
sorry,
Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah, and that way Monday they'll ship out.
Okay. So that is the last day we can get her done. So let's start. We've got just a couple minutes here in the first segment. Let's start with question L-24, which is a legislative question. And I don't care which one of you reads it, but let's get going on that.
Okay. Who may appoint a new member of the House of Representatives when a vacancy opens before a term is completed? I'm going to read that one more time. Who may appoint a new member of the House of Representatives when a vacancy opens before a term is completed? A, the Speaker of the House. B, the Governor of the state that has the vacancy. Or C, no one. An election is needed.
All right. And I thought this one was pertinent. I had this one highlighted because we just went through an election. And I thought this one was pertinent. So 877-895-5410. That is question L-24. If you want to write that down as you're calling in and tell us, that's the question you're going to answer in case you guys are a little slow to dial. 877-895-5410. So we did just go through an election, and this actually was part of this election. So I wanted everyone to know that. I kind of gave a little hint there, I think. So who may appoint a new member of the House of Representatives when a vacancy opens before a term is completed? A, the Speaker of the House. B, the Governor of the state that has the vacancy. And C, no one. An election is needed. So that is L-24. That is the first question. Now, I don't know, Pam and Dave, if you have noticed, but as we have been going through these questions in the last few couple of 2 or 3 months, and, of course, I know you've looked at them a lot, but we are hearing so much about impeachment, and we're hearing so much about the elections, and we're hearing so much about an electoral college, and we hear about all these things. The word unconstitutional comes up when it's convenient for either side, Democrats or Republicans. And I realize that so many of these questions, that's why you created the game, but have you felt that even stronger lately because of the last 2 years and what's gone on? Dave, I'm going to let you answer.
Well, yeah. The Constitution are the guidelines for our self-government. And I just want to key self-government, and because that was a big experiment way back when, in the birth of our country, as all most of the other nations had dictators and monarchies. So that's a big thing. So if we're going to self-govern, then we need to know the fundamentals of our self-government in order to do the best job possible. And it seems that both sides of the aisle will refer to the Constitution when it's suitable for their particular cause or agenda.
And we're going into a break, so I'm going to leave it at that. Yeah. I want to address that when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. L-24 is the question to answer at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We have a couple callers. We're going to go to them in order, to be fair. And so we're going to go to Vernon in Missouri first. Vernon, do you have the answer? Do you want us to read those again? By the way, how are you today?
Oh, very good. Thank you. So they have to be elected.
You're right. That is C. No one. An election is needed. And I kind of gave that away, and you're welcome. If you were listening, I kind of gave it away.
I didn't quite hear you, but I knew they had to be elected.
All right. So I want you to give your name, full name, and phone number to the producer, and then we will draw your name out of a hat here in a little bit. Out of my popcorn bowl. I don't have a hat. So, okay.
All right,
Vernon, thank you. Larry, I'm going to let you hold on because we're going to read the next question. And we're going to read, if I give the question number, I'm kind of giving it away. But I think I have no choice at this point. We're going to go to an executive branch question. Let's do number two.
Okay. If the president vetoes a bill, the bill A is dead, B can still become law if the original House passes it by 2/3 majority vote, or C can still become law if both houses each approve the bill by 2/3 majority vote.
All right, let's read it one more time. We do have a caller on hold because he was going to answer the first one, and since Vernon got it right, we're going to give Larry an opportunity to answer this one. So go ahead and read it one more time.
Okay. If the president vetoes a bill, the bill A is dead, B can still become law if the original House passes it by a two-thirds majority vote. Or C, can still become law if both houses each approve the bill by a two-thirds majority vote.
All right. We're going to go to Larry and give him an opportunity since he did make it in on the phone lines. Larry, how are you doing today?
Hi, Brad. Yeah, Trump's having that problem now. He can't get a pass. Yeah, that two-third vote got passed the House and Senate.
Okay, so both houses.
The air, I'm a bubble.
Is that what's that?
Huh?
What did you say?
It's got passed the House and Senate by a two-thirds vote.
Okay, so it's answer C, and you are correct. So I want you to give your full name and your phone number to the producer, if you would do
anyway,
that.
Anyway, another time, that's the same thing I was going to say about the other
okay, people. Okay, so you had them both right. Well, you're doing good then. All right, thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to, you know, Dave, we were talking about the Constitution and what's going on today and the fact that it's pertinent and when we were going into the break. And I think now more than ever, you can see even those who have been elected. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is one of the best examples that she does not know her Constitution. She doesn't even know how old you're supposed to be president. I mean, she's made a lot of faux pas here in the last few weeks, and it's obvious we're electing people who do not know or understand their Constitution at all. And that is scary. To me, it is. So, Dave, I'm going to let you kind of finish your thoughts as to what you were saying when we were going into the break.
Well, yeah, I think the main issue is that we need to be knowledgeable about our fundamentals of our self-government so that we can't be fooled by the politicians who have sometimes weaponized or even twisted our great Constitution selfishly for the use of their own power or their party instead of for the American people at large.
Absolutely. I do need you to speak up just a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I think the example of yesterday, I know there was a lot of people that thought, well, Trump misbehaved, and there was a lot of people that thought the others misbehaved, which is kind of the way I was. I thought they could have all been a little more civil. But they were pushing the president against the wall. But when you go back and you hear what they said before about immigration, they're going against everything they said, say, 10 years ago, 8 years ago. So that tells you right there that it's a matter of they're making deals rather than doing their job under the Constitution, at least in my opinion.
Oh, definitely.
So let's,
definitely, yeah.
Yeah,
we agree with that.
You say that again?
Yeah,
you
we agree with that totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is funny, Beth. I mean, since 2011 when Constitution Quest game went on the market in April, we have been told by so many people, gosh, we need to send these games to Congress. So that they all know the Constitution.
Lock them in their rooms and make them play the game. And then we want to know who all failed and how badly they failed. Because, you know, it is hard to keep up. But lately, and this is a topic for another show, lately it's obvious that they're not following the Constitution. And now we have, and, you know, I'm going to get myself in hot water here, we have so many legislators that are lawyers. Lawyers love law. They love to make the legalities, and they love to put in the loopholes and all this. And that it's job security for them. So I got to thinking this week, you know, Rome got rid of all their lawyers once upon a time. Maybe we should pass an amendment that nobody that practices law can be in the legislature. Because they're making laws. I think it's, what do they call it, I can't think what they call it. I'm losing my mind, too, sometimes. But where you can't be a part of what you're already a part of, you can't have a decision in it. I want to go to the next question, and this is also a judicial branch question. So we're going to go to we're going to go to 32, if you would do that. Let's read that one, Pam.
You got it. The court that has the authority to hear and decide a case for the first time has A, primary jurisdiction, B, original jurisdiction, or C, supreme jurisdiction.
I thought that one was real pertinent, and especially with all that we're hearing with the courts right now, with the federal courts and this court and that court and the, you know, the Supreme Court, and we've been through so much in this last 2 years with the courts. So let's read that again.
The court that has the authority to hear and decide a case for the first time has A, primary jurisdiction, B, original jurisdiction, or C, supreme jurisdiction.
And the number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410 if you know the answer to that question. I was had a show on Monday, and during the show I got the news of the decision in the Supreme Court to not hear a case, to not review the case as to its constitutionality. And it upset me because the two conservatives that voted not to hear this, it was a case of a couple of, I think it was Louisiana and Texas, but I could be wrong on that, that don't want to pay the Planned Parenthood the money out of the tax funds. And, of course, you know, our legislatures have voted to continue to give Planned Parenthood money, which is unconstitutional. And the two judges that are supposed to be conservative, which is Roberts and Kavanaugh, voted not to hear it. And that really upset me. So we're hearing an awful lot about the judges and an awful lot about the courts and whether it's the federal or the local courts or the Supreme Court. So again, here is the question. The court that has the authority to hear and decide a case for the first time has A, primary jurisdiction, B, original jurisdiction, or C, supreme jurisdiction. And the number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. David, Pam, and Dave, I'm going to ask you this. I'm kind of picking on you today because you're always okay. So quiet. So do speak up. Your phone's a little bit quiet. So do speak up. Put your man voice in there. And the thing with the judges right now in the courts, I read an article back in the spring, and I cannot remember the man's name. I'll get it here in just a second, that he wrote about being in a civil war. And when he did that, he mentioned the fixing of these courts, particularly the federal courts, and the placing of judges that have agendas that are not necessarily trying to be constitutional. And I think we've seen that in the Ninth Circuit courts that are going against the president, which is obvious that he's trying to follow the Constitution. I hate executive orders. I absolutely hate them. I think they're abused. But he's trying to go along with the Constitution. He's trying to guard the borders and take care of the people here. And they keep butting heads with him. And they keep trying to... How can you do that to this president of the United States? No, he's not a king, but he's the president of the United States. He's the one who supposedly knows things about who's coming across this border. He has been fed information, and yet they want to do away with his orders, to do away with what he's doing, and tell everybody that he doesn't have that jurisdiction, and that is not constitutional. So the courts are so very important. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410. The court that has the authority to hear and decide a case for the first time has primary jurisdiction, original jurisdiction, or supreme jurisdiction. And we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We do have a caller that thinks he has the answer to the question at hand. We have Thomas from Michigan. Tom, how are you doing today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. And yeah, I'm going to say original jurisdiction. And real quick, I've been calling in lately some talk shows and saying about, you know, President Trump, when he gets sued by states and he's getting these district court, you know, judgments against him, the Constitution in Article 3, Section 2, the second paragraph says the Supreme Court has original jurisdiction in all states, in all cases where a state's a party. And, you know, when judges make judgments and they don't have jurisdiction, they're open to civil actions on 42, 1983, 1985, and 1986. Also, criminal, 18, 241 and 242. So, you know, I think Trump ought to be sending the cheapest lawyer he has, you know.
Not Cohen.
Just going in there and saying, hey, court lacks subject matter jurisdiction, Rule 12B, Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, case dismissed. And if they don't agree, just sue them. You know, send the Justice Department after them. Lock them up.
All right.
You know, these people are throwing, and, you know, if you can, you know, if I'm right, original jurisdiction is the term where the, you know, the court, Supreme Court has the first jurisdiction to hear that case. And when they go for certiorari, That's for review. How can they review something that hasn't even originated in a constitutional jurisdiction?
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you go. You made some good points, but I want you to give the producer your name and phone number if you would do that for me.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Dave, did you hear all that he was trying to explain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he's, you know, he's right on, and I think it's disconcerting for the American people to be frustrated where the lower courts basically make rulings and hold the whole nation hostage when they don't have standing, when they don't have constitutional standing. And I think that's what you see. President Trump is stepping in and making decisions which, according to the Constitution, he has total standing and power to do so. And somehow a lower court will step in and just, you know, put it on freeze.
Well, like this Ninth Circuit Court, you know, and they have been butting heads with the president. Somebody's pulling their chain. And
that's got to get sorted out. And,
you know, and all of this costs the American people money and liberty.
Right.
All of it does. And what I was trying to think of, the word I was trying to think of a little bit ago was conflict of interest. Because I see these lawyers, they're sitting in there in Congress, and they're making laws. And then they go back home eventually, hopefully. I wish they'd go back sooner. And supposed to practice law. And I think that is a conflict of interest. And in particular, many of them are immigration lawyers and trying to make decisions on these immigrants, on these illegal aliens coming into this country. And the American people need to put a stop to some of this. And these special counsels, I don't see anything constitutional about them. Mueller should not have all the authority that he has. And we're seeing him go after Jerome Corsi. I met Jerome Corsi years ago. Really a nice guy, a patriot. He's tried to, he's one of those that digs deep. He is a reporter. He's not just an opinion guy. He does some deep digging in his information when he writes a book and such, you know. And, you know, it's a shame what they're doing to him and what they've done to some of the others. Even Cohen, I consider him to be pretty, low life, you know, almost like an ambulance chaser. Even what they've done to him and how they, what an insult to General Flynn when they tell him he has to do 200 hours of community service. This is a man that gave his life, you know, basically turned his life over to the country. And it's just, you know, it's mind-boggling and it's insulting. It's insulting to the people. I want to go to the next question and open the phone lines. Here's the phone lines, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Let's go to a judicial question 30. And I think this one is very pertinent with all the loud noise we've been hearing in the last couple of years.
Okay, which is true of federal officials who have been impeached and convicted? A, can be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to the law. B, can finish their present term but not serve in the future. Or C, cannot be tried in criminal court for the same offense.
All right, let's
read that one again.
Read it once again, Pam, please. Thank you.
Which is true of federal officials who have been impeached and convicted? A, can be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to the law. B, can finish their present term but not serve in the future. Or C, cannot be tried in criminal court for the same offense.
All right, and the phone number is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We have seen impeachments in the past. At least I have. I'm old enough that I have. And it's an ugly, ugly thing, and we see what's going on now. They haven't impeached the president, but they are screaming that word, and they have been since he won the election. He hadn't even taken office yet, and they were already screaming the word. And again, to me, that's insulting to the people who elected him. That's who they really hate. So that's why they're not fighting for us. They're fighting for freedom. open borders for these illegal immigrants coming across, but they refuse to see what's really going on the border. You know, they talk about how bad it is that the president, which it wasn't just this president, it was the past president as well, to protect those children, they put them in these little cages. And they were taken care of. That was for their protection. Now, it's not something I want to see. I don't like that idea. Surely there could have been a better idea. But that was something temporary, something for now. And but then we see them throwing them down on these 12 or 18 foot walls, just dropping them down. Somebody's supposed to be down there to catch them. And then we saw them pushing a little tiny baby through the bottom of a fence, getting through. I mean, these people, how are they treating their children? That doesn't excuse putting them in cages or whatever we did. But it's, you know, this is just something that's getting out of hand. And so, again, they've been screaming impeachment for everything since the president, before he even took the oath of office and the inauguration. So I think that's very pertinent. I want to read it again. And the number is 877-895-5410. Which is true of federal officials who have been impeached and convicted? A, can be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to the law. B, can finish their present term but not serve in the future. Or C, cannot be tried in a criminal court for their offense. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And we will be heading into a break here shortly. And we have a few more questions. We're going to give away a Constitution Quest game. I want to, Pam, I want you to give your phone number, too, for those who want to order a game.
Oh, yeah. If you order by phone or on the website, make sure you use the coupon code BethAnn.
Absolutely.
For a special discount. Yeah, the number is 951-587-5425.
I'm writing it down. All right. That's 951-587. Say the last four numbers for me again.
5425.
Yeah, I got messed up there. 951-587-5425. That's 5425 on the end. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We're giving away a game. And if you call in or go to the website and you use the promo code BethAnn, you'll get a discount. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And Pam and Dave and BethAnn, we're going to be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried My Pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is My Pillow because it fits me. My Pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My Pillow fits you. But there's more. My Pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSE Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. CSE Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSE Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The phone number to call is 877-895-5410. I think we might have stumped them on this one, so I'm going to go ahead and give the answer to this fourth question. And I'm going to read it because I think this is so important because this is what we're hearing. And so even I was confused by it at first when I was reading it. And because we hear one thing when you listen to mainstream media, we hear another thing when you're listening to the alternative media, and we hear something else whenever they're on a tangent in Congress in D.C. So, what does it say in the Constitution? Which is true of federal officials who have been impeached and convicted? A. Can be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to the law. B, can finish their present term but not serve in the future. Or C, cannot be tried in criminal court for the same offense. And the answer is A, can be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to the law. They are subject to the law just like you and I. So A was the correct answer for number four, and I think we might have stumped them on that one. So let's move on to the next question, and we're going to go to another judicial question. Let's use number 16.
Okay. The final ruling with regard to constitutionality is reserved for A, international court, B, U.S. Supreme Court, or C, the court of public opinion. The final ruling with regard to constitutionality is reserved for A, international court, B, U.S. Supreme Court, C, court of public opinion.
All right, and the number to call for that is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. This is a judicial question. A final ruling with regard to constitutionality is reserved for A, international court, B, U.S. Supreme Court. C, Court of Public Opinion.
Hey Beth, I wanted to jump in here real quick and just mention that, you know, we've been talking about, you know, are the three branches and, you know, people overstepping bounds and so forth. But in our game, we have wild cards, and these are kind of a fun way that apply the checks and balances, which are used to keep each branch of government within their respective areas and for which, you know, they were designed by our founders. So anyway, I'm not sure people are aware of that, but those wild cards are certainly fun, and they are game changers. They're another element of chance that people can earn or earn big points or lose. So,
and these are very important because not just the text of the Constitution is important, but of course applying the text and how those three branches work with each other to approve or disapprove of each other's actions. And I think this is what you alluded to a little bit, Beth, is how one area, one branch of government seems to overstep bounds and take control into another area of government. For example, the judge, the judicial branch, overstepping the role of the executive branch. So,
and, you know, I think that's another telling. And I'm just using her as an example because she's been the loudest lately. And besides, I love to say her name, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She didn't know what the branches were. She called them chambers. And she didn't get it right. So that is scary when we have people that are elected that really don't know how this government is even set up. And they don't know the Constitution. Now, we do have a caller for, I think, for a question. Well, I'm going to have her tell me which one she wants to answer. Carol, well, no, because I gave the answer. She has to answer number five. Carolyn from Missouri. Carolyn, how are you today?
Hi, that was a question about B, the Supreme Court. That's the correct answer.
All right. For a final ruling with regard to constitutionality is reserved for International Court, U.S. Supreme Court, or Court of Public Opinion. And you got it right. It is the U.S. Supreme Court. So, Caroline, I want to thank you for listening and thank you for playing the game. And if you give the producer your full name and phone number, we will get your name in the hat here and we'll give you a call after the show if you're the winner. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It'll make a nice Christmas gift, or you can just keep it yourself. It's okay, too. Wrap it up and put a bow on it and open it Christmas morning and surprise yourself.
Hey, I will.
Sometimes we have to do that, don't we? Thank you, Carolyn. You know, there's just so much, and Dave, like I said, and Pam, it's scary to know somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Of course, she thought she could run for president. She's not old enough to run for president. She just doesn't know the Constitution. So they're not teaching it in the schools, or she's not learning it. I don't know which it is, because I think she's a fairly bright person in some respects, but not when it comes to knowing the United States of America or understanding the people. And she's got energy. I'll give that to her. She's got energy, but she's got so much wrong. And that's scary to me, and that's why we all need to know we need to know our Constitution. Okay, I want to move on to founders and facts. Oh, my, we're about out of time. Oh, my. Founders and facts. One last time. The vote in the United States, you must be A, 18 years of older, 18 years or older, B, a U.S. citizen, or C, a U.S. citizen, 18 years or older. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. You're going to have to hurry. We only got about a minute left, so I kind of talked too long there. Repeat the question they're saying. Let me do it real quick. To vote in the United States, you must be A, 18 years or older, B, a U.S. citizen, or C, a U.S. citizen, 18 years or older, 877-895-5410. Pam, go ahead.
I just want to say to remind everybody that December 15th is Bill of Rights Day. It was the day that the Bill of Rights was ratified in 1791. And so I just want to encourage everybody, hey, get out their Constitution and on December 15th, read The Bill of Rights, which is the first 10 amendments to the Constitution.
Okay, we have a caller with the answer to that question. We're going to go to Laura in Missouri.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Hi. Good to hear from you. I'm good. What's the answer to the question?
The answer to the question is C. You have to be both 18 and a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, we need to explain that to Congress, don't we?
Well, yes, and we also need to let them know that not all of those people in Congress belong there, because the original 13th Amendment said that nobody that had an official title or any kind of
royalty.
Any title was supposed to even be in office.
Yeah.
So all those lawyers who have Esquire behind their name, that's a title. And they're
it
not.
Is. You're right. You're right. We're out of time. Laura, give your name and phone number to the producer, and we will get you put in the popcorn bowl. Okay?
Thank
you so much. Dave and Pam, you can hear the music. That's my son playing the guitar, getting us off the air. And I thank you so much. And I'll be calling you here in a little bit with the winner, so we can get that taken care of for Christmas. Thank you so, so much for all that you do. We'll have you back on here real soon. You've been listening
so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas, and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.